Good morning. It's 6:52 a.m. on Thursday, June 18th. He says with a question in his mark. Yeah, it's Thursday, June the 18th, 2020. Just looked at it like 20 seconds ago. So I would know, but then I forgot. It's a chilly morning. It's 56 with a really good breeze this morning, and a lot of cloud cover. The cloud cover is particularly interesting because it's long strips of cloud interspersed with blue sky, and in some places there's a lot of clouds above it and a lot of clouds below it, so it's not universal, but I could hear Pink Floyd in my head. You're only coming through in waves. So it's like these waves of cloud. It's really interesting. I'm not exactly sure what causes that parallel structure. The other thing that I've noticed this morning is that the wind is masking so much. I don't hear any birds this morning. I may once I get away from traffic. There's a lot of traffic this morning coming along West 20th. It's like I'm used to having that street be quiet all the time now, and it was not quiet this morning. I'm not exactly sure what changed, if it's just the early shift that still goes in and I caught the end of it. And like half an hour from now, it wouldn't be there because everybody's already at work. For the 7 o'clock, 7:30 shift. I don't know. I'm having trouble regulating my temperature today. Hood down is too chilly, hood up is too warm. We'll try it with a hood down. The wind isn't blowing straight down my neck anymore here. I'm get a little protection from the walls and the trees here in the neighborhood. So yeah, I did what I finally said I was going to do, which is get out a little bit earlier. In large part because the internet at the house went down. And I mean, it went down hard. Usually it goes down, you have to reboot the router, and then it comes right back up again. It went down hard. I rebooted the router twice. Then checked to make sure we actually still had cable service, because every once in a while we lose cable. And without the cable, of course, there's no internet, but there's also no television. But the television seems to be on. But the router wasn't syncing up. So I'm guessing it's something on their end. It could be equipment failure on my end, but the odds are against it. So I said, okay, well, let me just leave this router here trying to sync and put on my boots and go take my walk. And if it's still down when I get back, then I've got a little added incentive to work on the book. I've almost got Troy Harbor sorted. Well, tagged. I will have to, once I get everything all tagged so I know what everything is, then I can go through and sort it so that the pieces fall in proper sequence between the two storylines. The company storyline is sparse. The company storyline isn't that big. But auto story is, this is really auto story. This is really about going back to close out the tale of Otto Krug. And while there's no happily ever after, there at least is not a tragedy. So the roots are planted for a positive life going forward for Otto Krug. No, you are not going to see Sarah Krug come back to St. Cloud. That's not happening. It's not where she belongs. as something that showed up again and again and again and again in the main series. She's where she belongs. She's not coming back. We're not going to see any more of her. So all the people who are posting, well, I'd like to see more about Sarah Cruz. No, that's not happening because there's no story there. There isn't a story. I don't even think there's a short story there. There's a paragraph. She settled into her new role and continued sailing until... She settled down, got married, and opened a bakery. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know what she did. Doesn't matter. I don't have a story for her. Beyond what you've seen, I don't have a story for her. She does heal, but we saw that already. And she is a little bit... I don't know what the word is. She's a little bit mystical. She stays mystical through her entire life. What you saw her in the shared books is what she stays. Except that she comes to grips with the fact that her beach is not on St. Cloud. So there's no real story there. There's no arc for me to follow. There's no impetus for me to go follow that loose thread. There's even a car at the busiest intersection this morning. Fancy that. So yeah, that's where we are. That's what's happening at the moment. I decided to not go for the low hanging fruit. I should have done that first if I was going to do it, and do Dark Knight Station. But I really need to get Troy Harbor done, and hand it off and move down the line. So that the people who are depending on it later, i.e. Podium, can slot it into their schedule. I'm hiking right along this morning, and part of it is that I'm anxious about, you know, is the internet going to come back, and we're going to have to fight with Comcast? Is it going to turn into a fiasco where I've got to change hardware? I've had some problems over the last few days where we lose the router sync, and I have to reboot the router after almost 2 years of flawless service. What else have I got to do today? I got to go to the grocery store. I've been putting it off. I forgot to get a bunch of stuff. And I hate having my pantry in disrepair. And I've got holes in my pantry that need to get refilled. I'm almost out of peanut butter, which is intolerable. Well, I'm also almost out of Adam's peanut butter, which is my peanut butter. It's the peanut butter without sugar, without added sugar, just as whatever sugars are in peanuts. So in a pinch, if I need peanut butter, I could go back to the dark side, but I prefer just to go to the grocery store, get it taken care of. I'm trying to do that today. And I may have time because I don't know when the internet's going to come back or if the internet's going to come back or when I might be able to post this. So get ready, sit with me. More post. Just registered that I heard a bird chirping. I haven't heard much by way of birds this morning. I don't know if the 30, 40 minute earlier makes a difference in terms of birdsong, or if it's that the wind is masking it, so it's not carrying as well. I'm gonna walk under a cottonwood tree. You got the wind blowing, you can probably hear it through the trees. All the little leaves rustling together. Oh, that's pretty. This house here in the corner has a drift of pink roses, and they're all budded up and with just barely opened blossoms. It's quite lovely. I think I mentioned near the end of the walk yesterday that I stopped opening Pandora and listening to music. I went back to starting the walk with the walking meditation and trying to get my brain under control, trying to get some calm. It's a work in progress. I was never able to actually see that much progress in terms of being able to do what the meditation calls for while walking, which is to be aware of the movement of the body while simultaneously taking in and being aware of the surroundings. So it starts with the basic senses. What can you see? What can you hear? What can you smell? And what do you feel? What does it feel like to have the wind in your face, or the temperature, or are your fingers cold, or are you carrying a backpack or a briefcase that's bumping against your leg? What do you feel? What's the tactile? And then it takes that down to the leg. And where a lot of the meditations focus on the breathing, in and out, rhythmic breathing. And the walking meditation focuses on the movement of the legs and eventually to the feet. And the sensation of pressure at the bottom of the foot alternating with lightness. So every time the foot goes down, you have pressure. Every time you lift your foot up, it gets lighter. And there's always one foot that has pressure and one foot that doesn't. And so this is sort of metronome of physical experience that you just put the briefest of touches on. There's a noisy robin this morning. And at the same time that you're aware of that, it's like walking and chewing gum. You're supposed to be aware of what's going on around you. So I'm trying to talk and be aware of my footfalls and listen to the birds and feel the wind and not think about anything else except right now, right here. And it's an interesting challenge. I've never been particularly good at it. The thing is that being aware does not mean thinking about. So I have to think about something in order to speak it, in order to say it. So, oh, there's a robin, is sort of missing the point. I'm supposed to hear the robin, or that dove, without turning my mind to saying, oh, there's a dove. Just be aware. It's an interesting exercise, and the point I wanted to make, long and rambling though it may be, the point I wanted to make is that I never felt like I made much progress with it. Because my brain always went someplace else. I was always thinking about, you know, once I got it quiet, it picked up, toys to play with. But just over the last couple of days, I noticed a difference in the last 10 minutes, because the meditation itself takes up 10 minutes of the first mile. And typically when I'm listening to music, the music takes me places, takes me back in time, takes me forward in time, provides a backdrop, a cinematic soundtrack to my travel, which feeds in nicely to the other meditation, which is what if it really is just a dream? But just the last couple of days, yesterday I thought it might be a fluke, but today it happened again. And that's that once the meditation stopped, once that 10 minutes of guided meditation stopped, I felt the difference in my head. I felt the difference in my perceptions. It was small, it was subtle. But it was there. And I then promptly threw it all away by looking at my phone and checking out tweets. But when I caught myself doing it, I put the phone down and I stopped doing that. So I'm not as frazzled this morning. I'm not as scattered as I might have been, I don't think, without that walking meditation. I want to try doing one in the middle day. I want to try getting back to doing sitting in silence meditation again, and perhaps go through the meditation on motivation series one more time. Good morning. Giving that woman plenty of room on the sidewalk. Apparently, it's pretty common. Giving that woman plenty of room on the sidewalk. Apparently, it's pretty common for men not to give women room on the sidewalk. To expect that they're going to move to get out of your way. Which is something that I have never considered. And I don't know if I'm guilty or have been guilty of it in the past, but I'm hyper aware of it now. Just like I'm hyper aware of being alone with a woman in an elevator. I try not to do that. Occasionally I will be on the elevator and a woman will get on. And I try not to force myself onto an elevator where there is just a woman standing there. it only happens at conventions, so it's not always possible. And where it isn't possible, I make sure to stand opposite and not speak. Just pay attention to the floor and give her as much space as possible. Because apparently that's a problem, and it's not one that I was aware of, so try to be aware of it going forward. All right. Well, enough interpersonal etiquette. I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I will talk to you then.